Hello, atheist. Welcome to the Church of Reality. A lot of you are probably wondering, Raquel, what the hell are you doing here? Why would you want to degrade reality by putting the word reality and church in the same phrase? This is something that atheists find offensive. Why make a religion based on reality? Religion is a disease, and it's something that we want to see die. So, Perkel, why are you feeding this? Why are you buying into the whole there must be a religion thing when religion is the problem? Well, I can understand where you're coming from. I can sympathize with your position. In fact, it's something that I've given a lot of thought to. When I first came up with the idea for the Church of Reality, I had the same issues, and quite frankly, not all those issues have gone away. It's a question that we need to keep asking ourselves is, why do we need to have a religion at all? Well, my first answer to this is that of all the religious choices out there, I thought that reality should at least be one of them. That of all the things that you have to choose from, of the 10,000 varieties of Christianity and Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus and everything else out there, that reality should be out there, it should be competitive, and it should be one of the choices. Of course, this is assuming that we don't get away from the religious model entirely. And there's a reason that we don't get away from the religious model, and it has to do with the nature of humanity. We are not computers, we are an evolved species. And part of our evolution involves the way we process information. And humanity operates in groups, and we have information that we in the Church of Reality call the Tree of Knowledge, which is information that represents the sum total of human understanding. Much of the information that we know is not information that we personally know. It's information that comes from sources that we trust. For example, I personally believe in the Big Bang, but I have no direct information that I have discovered on my own that supports why I believe in the Big Bang based on my own research. I believe in the Big Bang because I trust the people who come up with the Big Bang theories and do the hard work and figure this sort of thing out for me. And religion is like that as well. People need to have a religious identity. The society that we live in, for better or for worse, has evolved group identity. Group identity is something that's very important in human society, and the Church of Reality creates group identity for realists. But there's lots of reasons to evolve atheism into realism. And one of the main reasons that atheists should become realists is because atheism doesn't say anything about what you believe. It says something about what you don't believe in. A theist is somebody who believes in God or several gods. An atheist is a belief that the theists are wrong. But the thing that's common about theists and atheists is that both of them, in both cases, it's all about God. One is it's about the existence of God, and the other one is about the non-existence of God. So atheism is really a philosophy about nothing. All it does is say that somebody else's belief is wrong. Atheism doesn't say anything about what does exist. It doesn't say anything about what is real. And in some ways, atheists are closer to theists than they are to realists, because if God goes away, if everything that we know about God were suddenly wiped out and everything that we knew about Jesus were suddenly wiped out, then Christianity goes away. And similarly, atheism goes away, because atheism is all about something that's not real. Realism, on the other hand, is about reality. If somebody were to destroy every science book that exists and we start over, we would come to the same conclusion and reality would be recreated, where atheism wouldn't be. Religion has several advantages over atheism in that religion attempts to answer some of the big philosophical questions. It attempts to answer what is right and what is wrong. Why are we here? It provides community. It provides support for people. And it addresses a lot of the needs that we as humans have evolved to need. Atheism doesn't address those issues. And if we atheists are going to be competitive with religion, we're going to have to provide the same type of answers that religion provides, except that we need to actually get it right and we need to answer those questions based on reality rather than based on some fictional book. For instance, most religions believe that murder is wrong. And the reason they believe it is because the book says, "Thou shalt not kill." God said it, they believe it, and that's it. So they have an answer to the question of why is murder wrong? So if you're an atheist, what does right and wrong mean? Why should we not just go out and kill anybody who we are stronger than? Why should we not steal things from other people? Why should we have any rules at all? Is there any right and wrong? And if there is, what's the basis for it? If there isn't any God, who says what's right and who says what's wrong? You know, these are tough questions, and these are questions that when you take on being a new religion like the Church of Reality, one of the things that we have to do is we have to answer those questions, and it's a lot more work than atheism because, you know, atheists get along fine as long as they agree that God doesn't exist, but when you go beyond that and you start talking about what is real, that's where the agreement breaks down. But if we're going to be competitive with religion and we don't have answers to the basic questions about how we get along in society and what's right and wrong, then there's no way that we're going to be competitive with these people because they may be wrong, but at least they have an answer to the question and we don't. So the Church of Reality has as one of its missions is to figure out that sort of thing. Secular humanism, of course, attempts to answer some of these big questions about what's right and what's wrong in the context of a non-religious organization. And the secular humanists are doing a good job. They have a good start at it. But the Church of Reality is going to take that a step farther. We're going to start with what secular humanism has developed so far and try to create a logical basis for all of it. And the Church of Reality has actually done a lot of work and has a really good start at a reality-based religion. Since reality exists and we all know that reality is real, we should be able to have a religious model of the universe that's based on reality. It's based on everything that really does exist. It's based on truth. It's based on the ability to create a society around humans, and that's humans as we really are, what we've evolved into, and to take all that and to create a structure, to create a framework for which we can experience reality and to come up rules for society that incorporate reality but do it from a human perspective. So that's one of the things that the Church of Reality is really all about, is to essentially take the things that religion provides and to do it in the context of a belief system that doesn't compromise logic and isn't scientifically offensive. And we've made a lot of progress in that area, and we've done it in such a way that most atheists, when they look at the things that the Church of Reality has come up with so far, don't find anything offensive more than the idea of having a religion at all, and putting the word reality and religion in the same phrase. The Church of Reality is not about any individual. It is not the opinions of Mark Burkell. It is not we don't try to go out and define everything. We are a religion that is dedicated to the exploration of reality and making reality important. And that's the thing about the Church of Reality, is that the Church of Reality is all about reality. It's all about evangelizing reality. It's about making reality important in society. It's about getting people to think. And it's all about evolution. It's about taking charge of our own evolution. So the Church of Reality is a very exciting religion, although I'm not exactly a very exciting speaker. But it's a very exciting religion to get into, because when you start looking at reality the way it really is, reality is a fascinating world. And the problem with atheism is that atheism doesn't really address reality. Atheism focuses on what isn't real. Realism focuses on what is real. And that's an important distinction, because if you're focused on what's not real, you're missing out on what is real. And the Church of Reality and realism is much stronger position to take in a debate with religious people, because when a religious person argues with an atheist, the religious person is arguing about what they believe is real versus what the atheists believe is not real. And it gives the religious person an advantage, because they get to control the agenda. The debate is always about God. Does God exist? Does God not exist? A realist takes a position that God isn't important, that reality is important. So when a realist gets into a debate with a theist, it's about what's real. It's not about whether or not God exists. It's about what does exist and what doesn't exist, and what's the criteria for determining the difference between something that does and doesn't exist. What is the standard for believing in something? Because we all do trust other people to a large extent for what we believe in. So belief is as much about trusting relationships as it is about scientific discovery. The Church of Reality is also a religion that is an evolving religion. So if we get it wrong, we change our minds once we figure out that we've made a mistake. So it's a religion that's based on looking into the future and tweaking itself so as to become better and better. The Church of Reality is an open source religion which allows anybody to participate in the development of the kernel, which is what we call it. The kernel is our religious doctrine. And we call it the kernel, and we use a lot of open source software technology, because we really look at the kernel, the religious doctrine of the Church of Reality, as being the operating system for humanity. And by looking at it that way, I think that we can put together a very good religion that is a reality-based religion, that is competitive with other religions, that provides the same functionality as other religions, but instead of being a fiction-based religion like the other religions are, that it's a reality-based religion. And we have to believe that reality is something that works, that if we have a dedication to reality the way it really is, that it is therefore possible to answer all these big questions in terms of reality. And I think that we have a duty to society to figure out how to do that. I think that we need to do the hard work. I think we need to answer the big questions. And I invite atheists to join us and to be part of the process to help this religion evolve into something that's competitive. And if the Church of Reality doesn't work, there are other reality-based religions that are beginning to be formed, and I don't see any reason why there shouldn't be lots of reality-based religions and let them all compete with each other and cooperate with each other. Each religion is going to have its own flavor. The Church of Reality is influenced a lot by my personality, my flavor. I may not be the most exciting guy. I may not get it right. I hope that what I do is that I'm doing it right, that I have something to contribute, and that I stick with reality the way it really is. But I can only do the best I can because I'm not empowered with any type of special divine inspiration or anything like that. I'm just a guy with an idea. I'm just a programmer. I'm just a computer geek. And it's my hope that the work that I've started here, and that perhaps that you will participate in, will lead to something. And if it doesn't, maybe some other reality-based religion will. But the thing that we all know is that reality is here to stay. Reality is not going away. Reality's been around since before the human race was here, and will be around long after the human race is gone. So I think that it's an exciting project. I think it's something that atheism should evolve into, because we need to get beyond the concept of just arguing about what doesn't exist and get into what does exist and start competing with the religious people who have their own view about what does exist and do a better job of it. Let's make reality the number one religion on the planet. So I openly invite you to participate. If there's something that you don't like, participate. Tell us about it. There's always room for improvement. There's always room to get it right. And we want you to be part of the process. So come join the Church of Reality. Think about it for a while, and I think you'll like what it is that we're doing. And if you don't like it is what we're doing, maybe you can help us get on track.